First tonight, a shake-up is coming to the world of corporate action, with the federal government laying out plans to pump up the watchdog with new powers. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has set out a plan for merger reforms that will hand the ACCC more power and responsibility. Amongst the new plans are to have mergers approved within 30 days where there are no competition concerns, with more mergers to catch the eye of the ACCC if they meet a monetary threshold. A fast-tracking will take place for transactions in the national interest, with a public register of all mergers and acquisitions to be created. The move has been made to protect competition here in Australia, with the Treasurer says it will stamp out mergers that might not be in the best interest of us. Here is what he said earlier today.
What we want to do is we want to look at mergers which have the potential to substantially lessen competition, but over time that might have a creeping impact. You know, and so what we want to do is to strengthen the ACCC's hand when it comes to looking at troubling mergers.
Recently, there has been a lot of criticism of how our biggest companies can control the market, whether it be the supermarkets, the banks, our energy providers, or the airlines operating in Australia. And speaking on Sky News today, current chair of the ACCC, Gina Kaskler-Gottlieb, said that the concentration of the market could be changed by this.
We have around us increasing concentration in multiple markets and importantly in a range of retail-facing markets that are important to every household, to small businesses, suppliers and as competitors. What these changes will allow is firstly that the ACCC will be more assured that the mergers that matter will come before us. The communities therefore will have confidence that the transactions that are above the threshold, that have the potential to be anti-competitive, must be notified, must be properly reviewed, and then that we have the capacity to prevent them before completion.
But while the consumers might benefit, will it add red tape and more chaos to the system? That's certainly what business advocacy groups think, reacting to the changes by warning that the balance needed to be right for both businesses and consumers to get the best outcome. Kimball Steins is a partner at Bastian Hancock Steins Lawyers, and he joins me on this Wednesday night. Kimball, welcome to Money News.
Welcome, Matt. Thank you, Scott, for being on the program.
So, Kimball, what are your first thoughts on these changes today?
First thoughts, a concern, Scott, that what we presently have is a voluntary system, and what Chalmers is seeking to do is making it a mandatory system.
What's the difference between voluntary and mandatory?
Well, what was previously something where you didn't have to report, you now will have to report. And what is not clear from what Chalmers is saying is at this stage, every merger, every acquisition will be captured. There's no specifics presently, as I read them, as to turnover or number of employees. And so you could have small businesses, ill-defined, but you could have small businesses having to report to another government body about business transactions that they wish to enter into. And whilst they say that, you know, mergers will be approved to proceed within 30 working days where the regulator decides they raise no competition concerns, well, it's another cost to business and it's another item that hampers the free market.
Business groups are worried, Kimball, about red tape. Do these new powers make it harder for deals to get done?
Yes.
Is that something that Jim Chalmers, in, you know, is he then in touch, in my opinion, with the business community, but in particularly for what Australia needs in the M&A space?
Well, Chalmers says that he's going to engage with the relevant stakeholders. The concerns that I have in relation to Chalmers is where talking about someone who is a career bureaucrat and has never himself actually run a private business or worked in private enterprise and has no idea the difficulties already associated with doing mergers in circumstances where he talks about economies of scale and the benefits of economies of scale, yet he has no personal or practical experience about the red tape that already exists around businesses. This is going to add, apart from it being the mandatory system, which, as I said before, is ill-defined as to who will be captured. You know, is it on turnover? Is it on number of employees? How small is a small business? And, you know, there are also fees attached to it, fees that didn't previously exist, which will now exist. There's already sufficient red tape around a whole bunch of transactions that we need to do in the private space, and this will only make it worse. And I note your comment, Scott, about will it lead to more chaos? Well, it will certainly lead to more bureaucracy, and never have I seen any situation where government involvement leads to greater efficiencies.
So what approach should the government be taking to the competition space then?
Well, in first instance, it's got to very clearly define. I mean, I get, Scott, that for big companies, and I note that they use the example of Petstock and Qantas, we all know how the Petstock matter worked, and we don't like seeing small pet food stores being gobbled up by larger corporations and ultimately are owned by Woolworths or Safeway or Coles or whomever it is, the bigger organisations. But what should happen is there should be very clearly defined exceptions. It should not be mandatory. It should only be for big corporations and not for transactions where you might have a sparkling water business, and I'm thinking of clients that we act for, or concreting supply businesses that will be subject to this regime, which will only add to the complexities around the M&A space.
You know, will, Kimball, any sectors or industries benefit from these proposed changes? Like, will consumers actually win out like the government thinks?
Well, they may. For things like Qantas and for things like Petstock, consumers may get the protection, but otherwise consumers will suffer because if, so for instance, a trucking company, one or two or three trucking companies, wish to merge because they can't survive as they presently are standalone, if they have to go through this regime and it hampers or holds up the process, it will only add to the cost. If you add to the cost to the trucker will pass on that cost of the delivery of items to the supermarkets. That means we will be paying even more at the supermarket because it costs more to the trucker to get it there, and the trucker will not absorb those costs. He will simply pass them on.
You know, you mentioned the cost there. Do you think this creates more back-end costs for deals to get done with higher hurdles to jump?
Yes, it does. And the difficulty with that is, as I said at the outset, Scott, we're introducing a mandatory regime where a government will further regulate the free enterprise system, which never works.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kimball Steins, partner at Bastian Hancock Steins Lawyers, thank you so much for your time on this Wednesday evening.
Pleasure, Scott.